Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes spinning like a pound of purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my eyes spinning like a pound of purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going.
You and the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Another week of NFL, week 7 recap. This has been injuries galore this week, man. Damn.
Man, it's been crazy. You feel bad for some of these guys who are getting hurt. You know, especially a guy like Reggie Wayne who, you know, is gonna be a Hall of Famer eventually, was coming close to breaking the record for most consecutive games played by a wide receiver. And man. These are things that happen.
Nobody was around them. It just happened. I know the NFL's been trying to cut down on injuries. You know, with hard hits and everything, but that's just one of them freak accidents.
Very similar to the RG3 incident of last year.
Yeah, very much so. We'll be getting into all that, recapping week 7, looking forward to week 8.
Yes, sir.
Coming up, just to let y'all know, this is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Find our podcast under Stitcher and iTunes Radio. We are the part of the Black Is group of podcasts. So just look under Black Is and you will find us. You can also check us out on our homepage, www.blackisonline.com. Y'all got any questions or feedback y'all want to give us, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Hey, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, any fantasy sleepers y'all think y'all might want to pick up, but aren't quite sure, hit us up, let us know. We'll definitely get back at you.
That's what's up. So let's just start with the big game of the week. Peyton Manning going home. Had a nice little video montage of his time in Indianapolis. Colts fans love him, appreciate him. Had their gear on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I saw he, you know, took his helmet off, just gave a nice thank you, waved to everybody. You know, he got a standing ovation and all that.
What do you expect from Peyton Manning? He's a classy guy, and I expected no less.
That's right. And, you know, Jim Irsay with all that talk that was going on and basically dissing everybody on the previous Colts teams, but himself, you know, did Peyton Manning a favor by cracking open the dome a little bit, letting that cold air in. And, man, this was a game. Unfortunately, Broncos were just not clicking tonight.
Yeah, they just weren't clicking on all cylinders offensively. And you know what? I got to give credit to the Indianapolis Colts, man. I was talking all that smack on the previous podcast about the Broncos. And, you know, Andrew Luck, I've been saying forever, he is the real deal Holyfield. And granted, he didn't have the biggest numbers, but he showed his leadership, he showed his poise, and he led that team. I mean, they almost messed it up at the end, but unfortunately, Ronnie Hillman with that fumble, that crucial fumble at the end, I mean, that just sealed it for Indianapolis.
Yeah, you sounding pretty nice. How did you feel when that happened? Because you told me how you felt. How do you let them know how you felt when you saw that happen?
When I saw that fumble, I mean, let's just be real. Like any other fan, I wanted to throw the damn remote at the screen. It's like, you mother. But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Things happen. You know, I'm not going to let this ruin the season. We lost one game. We're 6-1. And I mean, in a sense, I'm kind of like Peyton. I'm kind of glad this game is over. It's behind us. And if we do happen to see them in the playoffs again, I'm sure it'll be a whole different ball game.
I mean, yeah, Manning was sacked 4 times, had an interception, lost a fumble. I mean, they had a great game plan.
Mm-hmm.
They do what you're supposed to do with pocket quarterbacks. You know, you flush them out the pocket, get that pressure. It was clearly bothering him. You know, not the accurate person he is. Couldn't connect. I mean, it just, you know, he wasn't on it. Ball was fluttering a little bit. People started having questions. But, I mean, hey, you know, Robert Mathis and them boys who had 2 sacks of his own, they was just on it. Played man-to-man coverage on the wide receiver, didn't let him get nothing.
And let me just.
Wes Welker finally got some, you know, got some catches toward the end. But, like, for the first, like, 3 quarters, he ain't do nothing.
Yeah, 1 catch for 3 yards in the first half. He got pretty shut down. For the people who don't know, Donald Butler, who was guarding him, actually was a former Patriot who practiced against him every day. So he was pretty familiar with Wes Welker, kind of knew his tendencies and things like that. So it was a nice move by Indianapolis to put him on them, a very smart move. But, I mean, for those who don't know, just to put that out there, like I told Chris before, you know, I'm proud of the way my team battled, considering all the circumstances, all the injuries. You know, Peyton Manning lost his Pro Bowl, you know, left tackle, which was a huge loss. Lost his right tackle. Had a guard starting at right tackle for the first time in his career. You know, so the offensive line is a work in progress. I mean, you look at, you know, having no Wesley Woodyard was huge. He is the captain of the defense. And for him to not play, it was tough for that defense. Von Miller in his first game back, Champ Bailey hurt his foot again. So, I mean, considering all the circumstances and the emotional game that it was for Peyton that week, I mean, they put up a good fight.
No, they did. I mean, Trinity Holiday didn't help, fumbling twice on kick returns. I mean, it just,
yeah,
they weren't in sync.
We got to get these fumbling issues corrected because, God, that is our Achilles heel right now.
And it's spreading to everybody's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, but Andrew Luck, you know, of course, he is now officially the talk of the town.
He's finally getting the love.
Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck's
finally
the best quarterback. He's an elite quarterback now. And, you know, okay. Now, dude is proven. I mean, they have beaten the Broncos, they have beaten the Niners, they have beaten the Seahawks. I mean, they've got 3 really good quality wins. You know, 5-2 right now, clearly in control of their division. You know, 2 seasons ago, they were fucking, you know, the worst team in the NFL. What are we going to do with Peyton Manning? He got 4 neck surgeries. And now they looking straight dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Colts is for real. Let's be honest, folks. Colts is for real.
Yeah, Colts is for real. Definitely. Well, I'm glad to see Andrew Luck is finally getting some love and some shine. About time. I've been saying it forever. But, you know, happy for the Colts. They pulled out a tough win. And, yeah, man, they've proven they can win. They can play with the best of them. So, well, it'll be interesting to see how they perform in the playoffs.
Yep. And now we have officially 1 team left undefeated. The Chiefs, baby, in your division, too. Nice little 17-16 win at home over the now 2-5 Texas. Ugh.
Hey, but give that young man, Case Keenum, some credit. He battled hard, and he almost led them to a win in a tough environment.
No, he did. He played well. I think even if Matt Schaub gets back, you know, depending on how they do, you know, he might ride it in. I think they're ready for a change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Arian Foster got hurt. Ben Tate's banged up. I mean, they can't do shit right now. And, of course, their big thing, losing Brian Cushing.
Huge.
Again, torn left ACL. He's got to move back for him. I'm like, damn, again, man?
To be fair, it wasn't an actual ACL tear. He tore a different ligament in his leg. one that actually supposedly won't keep him out as long.
Right.
So, you know, that is the little shining light on that situation. At least it wasn't another torn ACL in the same leg. So, you know, we'll see how he can bounce, if he can bounce back. But, man, you hate to see a man like that go down. He was the heart and soul of their defense.
Yeah, they've been having an injury bug on their defense real bad. You know, Kansas City D, on the other hand, shit, 5 sacks on Keenum.
Jeez. I mean, their defense is for real. This is what I've been saying. Their defense is for real, and they're serious, man. Now, they're serious contenders, but on the same note, we have to look at the facts, and the facts are that their schedule has been very light up to this point. They really haven't played, you know, a real formidable opponent yet. So, seriously. So it remains to be seen. I mean, you look at their schedule. They've played Jacksonville. They play the Raiders. They play the Giants. They play Dallas, Philly, Tennessee. I mean, a lot of the teams that they've played are, you know, below average teams for the most part. You know, you throw in Dallas, they're a pretty good team. But, I mean, besides that, most of the teams they've played have been pretty terrible. I mean, it really remains to be seen. I do think their defense is legit, but I still question how they can perform offensively if a team happens to take away Jamaal Charles and the short to little intermediate passes that Alex Smith loves to throw and force him to throw the ball deep.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Enlighten My Mind on Twitter. That's KJ, if y'all don't know, from the Welcome to the Village podcast. He hit us with some questions that are related to this. So, yeah, one of his questions was, do we think KC is legit or is it strength of schedule? I feel like they legit. They play Houston, who should have been a better team than they were.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knew the Giants was going to be ass.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas is formidable. But, yeah, I mean, Jacksonville, okay. Philly should have been better. They sucked. So, you know, yeah, I mean, if they can get Dwayne Bowe going and really start, you know, opening up that offense and going deep, they're going to be scary.
Yep.
You know, but, you know, as, you know, John said, right now they've been a little light. I mean, granted, it ain't like Denver been beating the fuck out of people neither. What's been the hardest team? You know, Indy up to this point, you know, but y'all
Indy
play Dallas too.
And Baltimore and Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and he had another question, and we hit him up, but we got to answer him, let y'all know these questions. You know, do we think Peyton Manning was exposed a little bit in this game?
And I answer that with my previous statement, like, based off the offensive line. I mean, like I said, you look at the offensive line as far as protection goes. You know, you had a guard, Luis Vasquez, who was playing right tackle for the first time in his career. We have a guard who is starting at center right now. So, I mean, really, it's a makeshift offensive lineup to this point. And, I mean, once Orlando Franklin, our real right tackle, comes back, things will get a little bit better. But, I mean, Peyton Manning will make adjustments. And, I mean, considering the fact it was an emotional week for him, I mean, he answered questions probably every single day about going back to Indianapolis, about Irsay's comments. I'm sure he spoke to friends, spoke to relatives, acquaintances, a bunch of people in regards to coming back, you know, dealing with fans too and all of that stuff. So, I mean, he had a lot on his plate he had to deal with. So, I mean, I'm sure you will see him bounce back severely against Washington this upcoming week. And, you know, I mean, was he exposed? I mean, let's be honest. The blueprint really hasn't changed much for Peyton Manning. You know he's going to stay in the pocket. You got to get some pressure on him. It's the same with Tom Brady. It's the same with Drew Brees. The only way you're going to put these guys off of their game is to get pressure on them. The blueprint has not changed whatsoever.
No, and if you get a good team that has a solid secondary, you know, that's not going to give you open looks to their wide receivers. And Peyton Manning is a timing guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time 3 seconds hit, the ball is normally out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can cause him to hold on to it and have to move, I mean, you're doing your job.
Yep.
You know, will others see this as a learning curve to beat Peyton Manning? I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, their offensive line is banged up, so that's what works. You know, yeah. Now will the teams have the pieces to make it happen? Yeah, that's a different story.
Exactly.
Get that pass rush going.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it. I mean, you know, they got Washington. I mean, so they play Kansas City on week 11. You know, they probably don't have to answer that.
Exactly.
That's an ugly 11. You got Kansas City at New England and at Kansas City. Ooh.
Yep. That's going to be a tough little 3 weeks for us. But, I mean, I got all the faith in my team. We'll see what happens.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do.
Know.
Now, speaking of New England, overtime versus the Jets, man. Hey.
What do you think about that call?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that one.
That seemed a little weird to me.
No, I did too. I was like, what the heck?
Because my thing is, just thinking about it, I'm kind of like, well, apparently Rex Ryan snitched and told the refs about this in the beginning of the game to look out for it. My thing is, they scored 27 points. The Jets scored 30 points. Like, on every single kickoff, or excuse me, every single extra point, field goal, all of that. Not one time did they do that little whatever blocking or pushing the blocker up call that they did. But they waited till the very end of the game to call that. It just seemed real questionable to me.
Yeah, it did. It was like, this is some weird timing going on. You know, and they were in New York.
Yeah.
Is it their home field advantage? I mean, granted, I don't know if they were doing it on other field goals or not, but it is a new rule. You can't do that.
Yeah. Give credit to the Jets, man. I mean, they pulled it out. They did what they were supposed to do. You know, Geno Smith, once again, is like oil and water. He just, I don't know, he's inconsistent. He has one good game. He has a terrible game the next week. So, looking for him to have a terrible game next week.
Yeah, he's like a heartbeat. It's just up and down. That's how it goes. But, hey, he did what he had to do. Chris Ivory.
Man, where you
been? Wasn't doing shit beforehand, but got 34 damn carries. You know, granted, he only got average 3 yards a carry, but still.
They're trying to time the rock.
Before, but not that game. And just get back to what you're doing. Pound the rock.
Exactly. That's what they signed him for, and that's what they need to start getting back to.
Now, Jeremy Curley has been, he needs to be Geno Smith's favorite weapon. Had 8 for 97 and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know your boy was back.
Yeah.
Back 8 for 114, like he ain't never left.
Loving it. Oh, yep. I can't wait for him to get 100%. Then it's a wrap, son.
But Tom Brady, I mean, season everybody been talking about how he ain't had no weapons. Maybe it's, you know, these young receivers, but no. This was all, he was off.
Yeah.
He's not looking crisp at all this season.
Mm-mm. Not by any means.
This game in particular, man. I mean, you know, 22 of 46, only 228, no touchdowns, an interception, and the QBR 29.5.
Ugh. Yeah, he had that crucial pick six when he was looking for Gronk, and he's been out of sync for a while now, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if it's just doesn't have faith in his other target. I don't know. I mean, he's just not looking right now.
Nah, I do believe, you know, over time they'll work it out. You know, they'll figure it out as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what Tom Brady's done. He and Bill Belichick have always been able to figure it out. You know, but right now, I mean, Jets is right on their heels.
Yeah, they are.
They got to be careful. Took the game they needed. You know, Rex is feeling comfortable. I mean, maybe keeping him was a smart decision because, you know, we were all like, well, damn, if you're going to get a new GM, why don't you just start all the way over?
Mm-hmm.
Geno Smith has been looking solid. I have to give him that. He has been looking very solid.
Much better than Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, should have sticked to running the ball.
Yep.
Then airing it out. Chicago and Washington, RG3. Slowly but surely, in a shootout.
Once again, this is why I can't really have all the faith in the Chicago Bears, man.
See,
I don't know what's going
point.
On.
Well, shit, now what's going on is that usual, we hurt now. Oh, it must be the middle of the season. Time for Jay Cutler to go down.
Oh, God. Yeah, he'll be out for about 4 weeks minimum.
Yeah, the rotator muscle. Ugh.
Lance Briggs is out 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, they're dinged up right now. So, Josh McCown, good luck, sir.
Yeah, man, that dude. He was there playing well, but then, you know, this happens. Losing Jay Cutler is going to be – I don't even know which one is worse, losing Jay Cutler or Lance Briggs.
You know what? Based on what I've seen, I mean, Josh McCown looked okay. He looked like a guy who can possibly do some things and kind of carry the load a little bit while Jay Cutler is down. Losing Lance Briggs is huge because, I mean, losing – Brian Urlacher in the offseason, you already lost the leader of your defense. Lance Briggs was essentially the second-in-line leader of your defense, and he became the leader. So him going down, that's going to hurt big time.
For their sake, I hope they can get it together. They were looking all right. You know, they'll have to lean on Forte a lot more. I don't know what this means for Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, though.
The arrow is pointing up for Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, because, you know, he's always going to be the safety valve.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I fucking hope so, because he didn't do shit until that last touchdown. Like, oh, thank you for you putting up a dud. You know, and as for the Redskins, you know,
they
got the second win, but, I mean, you're like, what the hell, man? You went in against backups.
You know, they needed this, but... Yeah, they're not looking right. Yeah, they are not looking right.
No, I mean, Roy Helu was looking all right with them 3 touchdowns, just vulturing touchdowns from Alfred Morris and Jordan Reed.
Hey, man, he's looking like a serious weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was picked up quickly off of waivers. Was still there.
Hey, RG3 is looking a little bit better, too. He almost ran for 100 yards, and he's looking okay. He's looking like he's starting to get back into the groove of things.
Yeah, he better. I mean, he's doing what he can, but, you know, they got a tough joint next week. It looks like an L for them.
Oh, it's looking like it, because I know my team is definitely going to bounce back after that embarrassing loss.
Sticking in their division, Dallas and Philly. Yeah, what? All these high expectations for the Eagles. Now what? Nothing.
Serious. I mean,
3. This game was the fuck, man.
Repeat that score again.
17-3.
Considering the fact that Nick Foles got put out with a concussion and Matt Barkley came in and threw 3 picks. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys only scored 17 points is ridiculous and sad.
Very. And, I mean, we know the Eagles defense isn't that great. You know, you didn't have DeMarco Murray, but damn.
You dropped 17 points on a no-offense-having Philly team. I'm sorry. And, I mean, thank God Michael Vick is coming back because they had to ride with Matt Barkley. Oh, gee whiz. God help him.
I mean, on 3 consecutive drives. You know, granted, it's not his fault, really. I'm like, he's the third string quarterback.
And a rookie.
Yeah, clearly he's
not ready.
Ready. I mean,
clearly.
Yeah. I guess he was right to stay in there, although he messed up on some, missed out on some cash.
Yeah. I don't know if it was just, you know, first game jitters. He, you know, probably wasn't sure he was going to get any time, but I don't know. But he just definitely didn't look ready, and, you know, hopefully that's an awakening to him that, you know, you always got to be ready at all times because you never know when your number's going to be called.
Yeah, they're just on a bad, like, damn. Now, hopefully Michael Vick can come back soon, but shit. I mean, LeSean McCoy got shut out.
Mm-hmm.
For 50 fires. He ain't do nothing.
And Dallas only scored 17
more than that. I mean, they weren't even down much. You could still run them more than that.
I don't understand these Cowboys, man. This is why I say Tony Romo is not top 10.
Yeah, I know we gonna be just disagreeing on that. I mean, yeah, he throws them two picks, like he gonna give some away. But yeah, this game was like, this game wasn't fun to watch. But again,
at all,
this is low as hell.
At
Miles
all.
Austin, he ain't nothing. Terrence Williams is coming in and basically taking his spot, which is fine.
And I mean. Just to throw it out there, I want to apologize to all of you who had to endure that terrible Monday Night Football game. Chris and I probably aren't even going to waste our time going into it, but I do apologize to all y'all because it was a horrible game to watch.
Man, did you? I caught some of it. I had Hakeem Nicks. He shitted. I watched the after the post-game stuff. They were like, why did we have to watch this game? Why did you put Josh Freeman? And they were like, it was like, this is the worst quarterbacking I have ever seen in my life. Like, he clearly was not ready.
Yeah,
like, should I just watch it just to see how crappy he was? I mean, it was like, by the third quarter, you should have pulled his ass.
He was way out of sync and overthrowing guys, underthrowing guys. You know, it didn't help him that Adrian Peterson couldn't get anything going. Oh, it was bad. It was bad. But, I mean, for the Giants, they needed that. Finally got off the donut.
That's terrible, man. Like, you got a gift wrap game. I mean, he wasn't ready. I mean, he got there like 1 week ago and was like, all right, we're going to throw him in. You know, I think they did this because, you know, they got Green Bay coming in next week. But come on, man. Like, he's not
and once
ready.
Again,
53 throws.
And once again, considering the circumstances, the Giants only scored 24 points. That's sad.
I mean, yeah. I mean, man, he had one. Peyton Hillis was getting... I mean, that game. Some of the game that when I was watching it, it was like this. Why the fuck did you schedule this? I mean, look. It was Adrian Peterson. It's the Giants. You would think they'd be better than these were two. You know, Giants are the Giants. Minnesota was a playoff team last year. Now you figure you get something, but damn, Peterson 13 carries, 28 yards. 13 carries, and you're going to have Josh Freeman throw 53 goddamn times. Come on. I mean, that sound like you don't care.
Oh, man. That's
you know,
just,
he hurt.
Let's move on.
Well, you know he hurt now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Josh
Concussion.
Freeman. Yep, back to Christian Ponder.
Oh, God, and the carousel just keeps going around.
You know, they wishing.
Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, when do y'all be prepared to go to Minnesota?
Hey, at least you got Adrian Peterson. I'm cheering for him. Hey, I'll go there. Just don't send me to Jacksonville. I'll go there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I mean, those are a lot of good games. I mean, you had Baltimore and Pittsburgh get their joint on.
Typical.
That one out, 19-16.
Your typical Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. Very physical, low scoring. It was close. It was very close to the end, but he was Baltimore. I don't know, man.
We keep complaining. How come Ray Rice ain't getting at least 20 carries? 15 for only 45 yards. Jeez. Come on. I don't get it. I mean, Le'Veon Bell got 19. I guess he got almost 5 yards a carry. I mean, this is a straight defensive, ugly game.
Pittsburgh look like they're starting to try to get their stuff together and trying to make a run.
Yeah, they're trying. I mean, you know, they can fight for a playoff wild card spot if they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey, we're going to beat. I hope the next time they play is a lot better.
Definitely.
I tell you, I mean, Troy Polamalu was looking real fresh out there.
Yeah.
I mean, damn right.
Looking better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just jumping plays, disrupting stuff. Got, you know, a couple little flags because he was over hopping over guys too early.
That's the Troy Polamalu you enjoy seeing. And glad to see he's looking healthy. And hopefully he can rev his game up. And, I mean, Joe Flacco ain't earning his money at all.
No, people are going to shit on him. I ain't mad at him for, you know, he led his team to the Super Bowl. Give me my money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they depleted. He don't fucking run the ball. He has nobody he really can go to deep.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the Bengals run away with the division. You know, after beating the Lions on the road, 27-24.
I bet Elvis Duverville wish he'd taken that pay cut now, don't he?
Because way before he was like, he didn't get the paperwork in on time. No, he like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Could have been on a winning team, my friend. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, should have been. It was nice to see Calvin Johnson getting back to work. 9 for 155 and 2 touchdowns.
That's why he is Megatron.
Yeah, that's why he's the number one wide receiver. Although we know Dez Bryant trying to say he up there.
He's
backtracking.
Like,
I didn't say I was better than Megatron. Look at, what was you saying then?
Man. Like I said, like, I agree with my boy Nate Burleson. You can't even compare him right now. He in no way, shape, or form compares to Megatron. Megatron is in his own zip code. And Dez, I mean, let's be real. Dez Bryant is an excellent receiver in his own right. But dude, you ain't no Megatron, period.
No, he will. I mean, this is his breakout season after, like, what, his third year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Megatron been good from jump, and in these last 3-4 years, he has been fucking amazing.
Yep.
Now you can't be like, oh, now that I'm showing up to the party, I'm the life of the party. Like, nigga, no, you ain't.
He gets triple teamed.
Yo, no, yeah, he gets triple teamed, and sometimes it don't even matter.
Mm-hmm. It was a great play that was done on a Sunday. This pool was triple teamed, and still out jumped everybody and caught the ball. It was incredible.
No, he is a paid-to-see player.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, but that's Cincinnati defense holding Detroit's rushing under 100 yards. They're getting busy. They didn't really have any sacks in this game, but, you know, making them work, though.
Their front four is one of the best in the league, and their corners, man, they make these receivers work. They're very physical. And, I mean, Andy Dalton keeps answering the bell. He keeps making plays when he needs to, and, you know, it was a game of two great wide receivers, and A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson. A.J. Green's another one, up-and-coming star, and he's been looking great lately.
Yeah, he had 6 for 155 and a touchdown. Andy Dalton threw 3 of his. I mean, that's a game you won't see. You know, Andy Dalton is slow. I mean, he's winning games. He's got them in the lead. A lot of people feel like he can be a lot better than where he is, you know, but he's got them where they need to be. So,
exactly.
Can't really complain right now. They're winning road games. They're doing what they can. Stay alive in that tough that tough division. Take advantage of Baltimore and Pittsburgh struggling. Get in them playoffs.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be coming back with more football, y'all. This is the Brothers Lame with Sports Happy Hour.
Doctor.
Everybody, to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Next game, we got Green Bay whooping Cleveland.
Oof.
31-13.
Brandon Whedon has finally lost his job. It's about time.
Well, he did lose it. He just, unfortunately for my other quarterback, he got hurt. So he just came back, took advantage, won the Thursday night game. Everybody thinking he might do something and learn. And nope.
Faith plummeted again. So Jason Campbell's finally getting his chance, which, I mean, I think he deserves it.
No, they need to do, they got to do something. They got to spark that offense. I mean, the defense is doing what it can. It's trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the offense is not giving them any help right now, and he is not helping that out. You know, unfortunately, the hard part of that game was seeing Michael Finley carted off, doing a spinal contusion. I mean, the hit looked like a normal hit, but that was hard to watch.
Yeah, definitely. You hate to see guys go down like that, and you know, at this point, it's about more than football. It's about this man's, you know, life, and you know, potentially putting him in a situation where he could possibly be paralyzed.
This is part of the problem with football and trying to, you know, as some people say, just making it less of a contact sport. I mean, this is a violent game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tayshaun Gibson did not leave with his helmet. He hit him with his, it was with the shoulder. You know, if you watch the replay, Jermichael Finley is the initial one who initially goes low.
Yeah, he lowered his head.
So, right, and as a defender, I mean, do you just stand there and be like, all right, he going low, I'm going to just let him truck me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your instinct is like, all right, he going low, I got to go low too. I mean, damn, if he go low, he going to take my knees out.
Mm-hmm.
You go low, and then this happens. They want to be player safety. It's all about that. But, you know, you're trying to add two games, make it an 18-game schedule, you're trying to add mm-hmm. more playoff games, more playoff teams. And of course, you do that, all of that means is like guys are going to get rested.
Exactly.
Now you got 18 games, Denver Broncos up and locked the division and the seed up with 3 weeks left to go. You think I'm playing Peyton Manning the next three
mm-hmm.
weeks? Hell no. Sit down. I'm not playing none of my stars.
Exactly.
And then people get mad at that. I didn't pay to see the backup. Well, Blame Roger Goodell on that shit. So it's, hey, this is a car crash every damn play.
Yeah.
Guys are going to get hit. You know, you're running real hard. You bump into a guy, all of a sudden your momentum just stops. I mean, unfortunately, shit like this happens. So, you know, I heard he has some feeling in his hands and everything when he left. Seems like by Thursday he'll be let out the hospital, which is good to hear.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, at this point, it's more about him, you know, trying to get healthy as opposed to seeing how quick he can get back on the field. So, for all you fantasy football leaguers, take it easy and leave him alone.
Yeah, ain't no need to hit him up like when you coming back, like when he feel like it. You just, like everybody else who's been dealt with all these injuries these last 2 weeks and all season, go to the waiver wire, figure it out. It just happens.
Yep.
I mean, Eric Boykin ass. God, I should have picked his ass up quick as soon as Cobb got hurt.
He is another hot name that's on the fantasy waiver wire. Speaking of all these fantasy leagues, I got to mention this story that I read in regards to Brandon Jacobs, who seems like he received death threats from different people. Yeah, he received death threats from basically different people. I guess alleged fantasy football, you know, people. Who were shitting on him and telling him, you know, he has to play against Minnesota and blah, 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 blah. And Brandon Jacobs responded and came out and was just kind of like, he wishes that, you know, these people wouldn't take, you know, fantasy football so seriously. He's like, he goes out to eat dinner and these cats want to come up and talk to him about fantasy football. And it's like, dude, don't you see I'm eating with my family? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a respect thing, and that's the thing me and Chris talk about with these fanatics, man. They get out of control and doing ignorant things, you know, and this is a prime example. Ridiculous.
Well, we hate y'all in the happy hour, man. Hate you fanatics. What the hell?
It's football.
You going up to him, and you ain't even talk about the real game. You ain't even bugging him like, can I get your autograph? I love what you did last week. You are really going up to him and asking him about some fake football? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Come. Look, I'm checking my shit all the time. I'm in four damn leagues. I'm pissed. Yes, Roddy White is making me sick right now. All of that. But I'm not. If I see him, I'm not going to be like, hey, man, when you going to play? You in my league? I'm going to be like, dude, how your knee feeling? You good? Hey, nice to meet you, man.
Right. Let me get an autograph. Let me get a picture.
Right. Let me get a picture, man. Shit. Getting paid all. Just, you know, chopping it up. You ain't going to be like, hey, you know you killing my league, right? You know I drafted you high and you killing it. He probably like, and?
And it's starting to get to the point. It's getting overboard. You got Chris Johnson coming out saying stuff about it, and now Brandon Jacobs is speaking on it. And it's like, you guys have to realize, I mean, I understand fantasy football, the interest and, you know, the usage of it has grown exponentially over these past few years, but you can't take it so seriously. And I understand a lot of you guys put money on this. That is your own fault. I mean, these guys do what they can. They're doing their job, trying to work as hard as they can and play as well as they can. It's not like they're not playing hard. These guys are trying to do what they can. I mean, if they don't play well, you know, that's just the way it is. But this is real life. This ain't no fantasy. So, I mean, get y'all shit together.
Please do. Please do.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Yeah, in this game, hey, we can quickly recap the rest of the game since they were pretty much blowouts and the teams that you figured was going to win won. I mean, San Francisco beats Tennessee 31-17.
Whoopee.
Frank Gore, 24 carries for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's what I'm talking about, 20-plus carries.
Thank you, Frank Gore. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, Kendall Wright for 9 and 98. He is starting to look good, man. He is starting to look nice. You know, Jake Locker, I don't know. Knowing them, they're going to probably hold on, see what happens. But, damn, I mean, Chris Johnson had 9 carries. Not even double digits. Damn, not even double digits. 9. I mean, granted, he had that 66-yard catch from Jake Locker for the touchdown, but really? 9 carries? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't get that. But for the Niners, hey, I mean, they keep doing what they're doing, 5-2 right now. It's, should be getting their wide receivers back pretty soon.
Yeah, and once they get their wide receivers back, hopefully we'll see a different Colin Kaepernick, because, God, he has just not looked all that great at all this year besides the first game of the season.
Yeah, he's been fairly quiet. When he had a 13 of 21, 199, no touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, he's starting, you know, it's almost like, oh, you're going to be Alex Smith. Just manage the game. all of that. He's the hardest guy to game
to
plan
prepare
for.
Yeah. Like, okay. I don't know about that one.
And no surprise, San Diego just mopped Jacksonville. 24-6.
Lord have mercy.
You know, Ryan Matthews got 21 for 110. I mean, he's starting to come along looking a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Definitely looking much better. He can hold on to that ball, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he will. Now, Jacksonville is 0-7.
What more can you say? That's all that needs to be said, 0-7.
Yeah, but now they got San Francisco coming in there. Oh, man. You know, Carolina looking all right.
All right,
you know,
now.
At home, 30-15 over the Rams, who fortunately lost Sam Bradford for the year with a torn ACL. Like, damn.
They've already come out and said he is their quarterback next year, so I guess they'll be rolling with him.
Look, I mean, they're saying the right things. He hasn't been great. You know, he's had flashes of being able to play. I mean, this dude seems like he's been hurt since college.
Yeah.
And he can't stay healthy. I mean, granted, they've been changing coordinators, changing coaches. Offensive line ain't nothing. You know, I mean, he doesn't have the really good receiving core, and he ain't really working with much.
Yeah.
So they saying the right thing. Hey, we believe in you still. We're going to keep you around. Best believe 2014 is that last year, though.
Exactly.
But if they do suck low enough, you know, they may take a quarterback in the second round. Hey, you got to prepare.
Exactly. It wouldn't surprise me.
No, man, this is a game where Steve Smith got into a little altercation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about dude was going, talking about his family and all that. You know, which Steve Smith ain't no punk.
Nah, he's not. He's from the West Coast, from the L.A. area, and, hey, man, he don't play that shit.
No, not at all. And I was kind of shocked to hear that. I'm like, all right, look, this young dude – you know, I get you trying to, you know, talk up Steve Smith, getting his head and all that. But, man, you don't start going in with people's family like that. That ain't trash talking. Now you're just being a fucking asshole.
Yeah, Steve Smith already said if you see him in the street, he's going to bust him in the fucking head.
He's like, wow. Yeah, I was like, whoa, when I saw that video.
But I'm just like, dude, you got, as a young guy, you got to realize who you're going up against and who you're talking to. I mean, real speak, don't go talking to somebody who you know has no problem talking right back at you. A guy like a Steve Smith, a guy like a Terrell Suggs, you don't want to get these guys started. A guy like a Richard Sherman, you do not want to get these fools started because they will not shut up.
No, not at all. And I'm like, you know, it's good you want to talk trash to try to, you know, get in his head and distract him, but that ain't the way.
And then he scored on your ass.
Yep, that's how he's supposed to do. Like, scoring you and like, shut up.
Yep, and pointed right at him. Like, yeah, you, nigga.
Yo, mama. No, that ain't necessary, dude.
Yeah.
And I do believe him that if he did see your ass, he would haul off.
Knock your ass. Mm-hmm.
No, he might even take one game suspension for that. He seemed like that, you know. He don't play that.
Yep.
He might be like, yeah, here's the fine. I already got the money out. Let's go.
But knock his ass out.
That's what's up. Then you had Atlanta smoking Tampa Bay, 31-23. Harry Douglas.
Harry Douglas, for some
reason, I left on my bench like a dumbass. It's been that damn kind of season, y'all, for me. It is just, I'm sucking. My team suck. I'm sucking. I just ain't playing. I don't fucking get it.
Yeah, unfortunate, bro. Unfortunate.
Yeah, so, but I mean, 7 for 149 and a touchdown. Tony Gonzalez, I'm feeling bad for you. No, lucky for them. Steven Jackson was practicing. He might make it in.
He said he will play on Sunday, so.
Yeah, thank you. Because, I mean, shit. Against Tampa Bay, 18 carries for 18 yards. Ugh. Neither one of them, Rodgers or Snelling, did jack.
Well,
neither one of them cracked 20 yards.
Yeah, it was sad. Jacquez Rodgers did have a few catches and had 2 touchdowns on receptions, but yeah, they clearly need Steven Jackson back ASAP.
Yeah, and that's for Tampa Bay. I mean, even worse, Doug Martin gets hurt. He's part of the injury group this past week.
He said he doesn't think he's out for the season.
Yeah, I know he's hoping so, but it's like he's going to be out indefinitely.
Yeah. And that is not great news for Mike Glennon, the rookie quarterback for Tampa Bay. That just puts more pressure on him to perform, and good luck, youngster.
Yeah, and I got to rely on Mike James to come in and give him some. Yeah, I mean, it's like it just keeps getting worse. I know for some fantasy folk, Vincent Jackson, 22 damn targets. For 10, 138, and 2 touchdowns. Yeah, he made your day. I mean,
hey, the young man is going to keep going to him always. So that's got to show you. I mean, you got Vincent Jackson, put that fool in.
Yeah, basically.
We'll see what Mike James can do. He's a young rookie out of Miami. He's a pretty big guy. He's about 5'11", 220. So he's got some size to him, and we'll see what he can do, if he can carry the load while the hamster is out. And who knows? He might be a nice fantasy pickup.
Oh, no, I picked him up in one of mine. Well, I picked him up because I got fucking Doug Martin. I was like, got to.
Yep.
I got room for you. I can do it. And lastly, the Bills go on the road to beat the Dolphins 23-21. Miami just up and down. I don't even know what's up with Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo's showing signs, and then they tank.
Well, they have Thad Lewis starting at quarterback. I mean, got to give him some credit.
Yeah, this just looks like this is one of them strange games. Unfortunately, if you had to watch it, I feel bad for you. Lamar Miller, what are y'all doing? Really?
I'm about to drop that fool.
Make you feel like it, because, I mean, shit, how did Daniel Thomas get more carries than him? I mean, granted, it was only 3, but come on.
Yeah, you got to give Lamar Miller way more touches than that. He's clearly the most explosive player, clearly the better player. I don't know. If they want to win, they'll give him more touches. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, they need to. That was week 7. Very, very interesting, very ugly. No,
very.
We've seen a lot of the ambulances and the medical staff had their work cut out for them.
Mm-hmm.
We got some good games going up in week 8. Yeah, I would say it would be my game of the week. Well, let me do yours, because I don't know if you got the same one as mine. Which game interests you next week?
The interesting game of the week for me is going to be
going to have to say Cincinnati and the Jets.
That's going to be a very interesting game. You got two tough defenses going against each other. You know, two okay quarterbacks. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Both of these teams are dedicated to running the ball and playing tough-nosed defense. So I think it's going to be a battle. I don't know how high scoring it's going to be. I'd say Cincinnati will pull it out, so maybe 24-20.
Okay. Yeah, I think this was my game of the week also. Yeah, this is a straight defensive matchup. I think Cincinnati has to do a better job of getting Bernard going. I mean, granted, he's going to have a hard game against the Jets front four. You know, I'm sure that's going to be more passes for Andy Dalton. But I can see the first team scoring 20 points wins. But I think Cincinnati will pull this out. The other game that has potential for a shootout will be Dallas at Detroit. Mm-hmm. Potentially. Because after, you know, Dallas put 41 up in Denver, they can barely get to 20.
Exactly, it seems. And my money is on actually Detroit winning this game. Dez Bryant's talking all that smack with Calvin Johnson coming to town. And I think Calvin Johnson is going to show him who the best wide receiver in the game is. Show you why.
Oh, I think so. And you know what? This is a game I wouldn't be surprised if Reggie Bush goes in and just kills.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know DeMarcus Ware. I don't think he's playing. We know this is going to be an air it out game, but I would not be surprised if Reggie Bush has a nice bounce back game.
Exactly. And the other game I was kind of looking at that I think might be pretty interesting is the division game with Miami and New England. Mm-hmm. You know, Miami's been a little bit up and down. Aqib Talib is out. So if Mike Wallace can do his thing and go deep, Miami has a chance to pull an upset here.
No, they can. They can. I mean, they're going to New England. That's going to be tough. I would expect a bounce back game for New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't really lose two in a row that often. Yeah, I know with the Jets on their heels, they got to do something.
Yep.
Giants at Philly would be, I don't know what to make of this game, but.
Philly's going to win
that. The way the Giants playing, I expect Philly to win. I'll put to you honestly, the way the Giants are playing, go ahead and circle Jadeveon Clowney. That's who you should be shooting for.
Yep.
Because you're 1-6. Philly at home should be better. I mean, if their quarterback situation can get figured out. But that game is all about LeSean McCoy, 25 carries, 130 yards. Beast, get back to doing what you do.
Exactly.
Denver should put up like 40 on the fucking Redskins.
Yep. And there's no reason to even discuss that game. We already know who's going to win. Denver's going to whoop that ass. And RG3, good luck. Mike Shanahan coming back to Denver for the first time in a while. So, be a great homecoming for you. Going to kick that ass.
RG3, I hope he has a good game. I will be watching. This should be exciting, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets sacked four times and got an interception or two and just does nothing. Now, the rest of the game, Green Bay should just maul Minnesota.
Yep.
You know what? Atlanta and Arizona, I would not be shocked if Arizona wins that game.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice little pressure on Matt Ryan. Pat Peterson on, Harry Douglas, see what the rest of that team can do. Although we said with Steven Jackson coming back, that should help him out.
Pittsburgh better watch out because I think Oakland could give Pittsburgh a run for their money.
Oh, no, I think so. I mean, Pittsburgh isn't playing that great. Starting to run the ball a little bit better, but not totally. These games usually get a little tough. It's never an easy win for Pittsburgh when they play Oakland.
And they're going
like
to
old franchises, and it just goes back, and it's just some hard-nosed games.
And they're going to the black hole, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I like and Terrell Pryor's not bad. I mean, KJ asked us if we thought what do we think of Terrell Pryor? And you know, I'm like he'll last the season as a starter, and depending on where the Raiders are in the draft, they may take quarterback. They're low enough. If not, they'll probably take one in the second round. But you know, I don't expect him to lose his job at all the rest of the season. And hopefully, he's playing for going in as an official starter next season.
Yeah, I think if he continues to improve and, you know, show some good signs throughout the remainder of the season, I think you got to go with him as a starter for next season. It wouldn't surprise me if they maybe signed a veteran to back him up and possibly drafted a quarterback later in the draft, maybe the fourth or fifth round. But I think he has shown signs that he can perform in at the big level at the NFL level. He's got some wheels, so he can run. He's a pretty big guy, so he has some size. I mean, if he can fix his work on his mechanics and fix some of his accuracy issues, you know, they've had some serious offensive line issues, so that hasn't helped them at all. And, you know, get him a weapon or two, I think he can help really turn around this Oakland team.
No, I think so. Yeah, San Francisco going to Jacksonville. San Francisco should just mop.
Not even, yeah, no need for discussion.
No, Buffalo, New Orleans. You know what? The way Buffalo has been playing, New Orleans should win this at home. Defense a lot better. This should be a no-brainer. Buffalo just weird to me. Buffalo be pulling out these wins out of nowhere.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me if this was a very close game.
No, then you got Carolina at Tampa Bay. Carolina should win this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with their solid defense, no Doug Martin, you know, probably double cover Vince Jackson and see what happens.
Cam Newton can play how he's supposed to play. If he can play for this potential, they'll crush him.
Yep, that's always a big if with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Cleveland at Kansas City, which would be a really interesting defensive game.
Yep.
You know, but with like you said, with Jason Campbell coming in, I think Kansas City is just gonna swarm him.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Jason Campbell is a veteran in this league. He has performed in this league to a pretty high level. So we'll see.
Yep. And just so y'all know, for fantasy, Chicago, Tennessee, Indiana, San Diego, Baltimore, and Houston are off. Make sure you check in. Make sure you take your bye week people out.
Yep, adjust them lineups, please.
And if y'all want to hit us up, y'all have any questions that y'all want us to ask, you know, we would definitely do it on the show. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @BrothersLayman. Give a voicemail, 323-455-4219. And of course, we got to recap week 7 in the Happy Hour Fantasy Football League.
Mm-hmm.
My ass was trash. Losing 86-58 to 102-40. If I had put motherfucking Harry Douglas in, I'd be happy with a W, but I didn't.
Sorry, brother.
Yeah, sorry. Danny Woodhead was solid for me. You know, Tony Romo could have been better, but I mean, I just had an underperformer. TJ Spiller, figure it out. Sit him, rest him, or whatever, and do something, because you're pissing me off. I don't know what to do with this dude. Brandon Marshall gave me 10. He underperformed. Now I don't know what he going to do. Now for Jamiro Nutt, Aaron Rodgers gave him almost 30 points. Ryan Matthews came through with a nice 18. You know, and Seattle's D, who we talked about on the last show, shutting down Arizona, gave 12. So nice for him.
Good deal.
T-Money over Mid-City Brigade, 119.06 to
88.30. Mm-hmm.
T-Money got 27 from Eric Decker.
Nice.
From Cam. And Noshawn Moreno, he can game a nice amount. Now, it's for Mid-City Brigade, who's sitting at 2-5. My ass, Russell Wilson stepped up big time. for him, but for some reason you sleeping at the wheel, bro. You got Julio Jones in? Really? Come on, man.
Drop him, please.
Yeah, I'm about to, Chris. Yeah, really. You about to get a call from the commish. I got to be like, hey, dude, wake up. You know, Chris Johnson gave him some, but I mean, he's shit under fucking perform.
Oof.
220 gang over Hughes Ditka, 111 to 89-20. Okay, he got a nice all around. Well, Carolina defense gave him 22 points.
Jeez.
Which was huge. And then Phillip Rivers, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius Thomas, Jordan Cameron all came in solid for him. Hughes Ditka, god damn, nigga had Matt Schaub in. Oof. All right. Niggas are sleeping at the wheel. Definitely getting a call. Vincent Jackson stepped up for him, but that wasn't enough. I mean, fuck, you ain't got nothing from your quarterback. What you gonna do?
Exactly.
Bash Brothers over STL is 116-32 to 80-46. Andrew Luck carried him with 36 points.
Yeah.
You know, then got 27 and a half from AJ Green. You know, them dudes led the way for him. For STLians, Colin Kaepernick gave him 20. Julius Thomas gave him 12. Alshon Jeffrey. But Denver D gave him 0. Bilal Powell fucking tricked his butt.
Yeah, for real. That sucks, man.
And Larry Fitzgerald, who I have in another league, just severely disappointed. K-Town Killers, 118-54 over Boumaier, 80-40.
Mm.
Of course, Peyton Manning gave him 32 points.
What else is new?
I know. You know, Fred Jackson gave him 16. Green Bay with 12. So Boumaier, Nick Foles, of course, we know, got knocked out, which helped him out. Wes Walker came back, gave him some life. Zach Stacy was solid. Marshawn Lynch solid, but that was about it.
That quarterback spot hurt.
Oh, it did. And last but not least, you who are on a roll right now.
What did I say?
I wasn't
worried at all.
Right. I think you have the ass whooping of the week over Mr. James, the CEO Raiders, 143-72 to 85-70, almost 68 points. God damn, bruh.
Boom.
CEO,
I told you, once Gronk comes back, it's a riggedy rap, son.
Yeah, luckily Matt Ryan gave you 27. Matt Forte with 30. Jamal Charles with 17. Frank Gore gave you 23. Gronk gave you 16.
Can I say?
You know, that's for him. Alex Smith gave him 16. Jermichael Finley gave him 15, but knocked out.
Green
gave him 12, but, yeah, I mean, Bernard Pierce, nothing. Doug Martin was a killer.
Oof. Yeah, that sucks, man.
Dwayne Bowe underachieving ass.
Oof.
So as of right now, K-Town Killers is still holding on to number one at 6-1. 220 gang of Jamiro Nutt, 5-2, not too far behind. Boumaier Boumaier is holding down fourth at 4-3. You are right now leading a five-way tie with 3-4 with you and then T Money, CEO Raiders, STL, and Bash Brothers, and Hughes Ditka. My ass is 11th, 2-5. And Mid City Brigade is holding it down at 2-5 at the bottom.
Wow. You say last. Well, technically, you are tied for last, but at least you ain't at the very bottom.
Yeah, feeling like it. Feeling like it. Man. But yeah, and, you know, we'll be checking out the Thursday night game tomorrow. What is up with these Thursday games, man? These things are terrible.
Yeah, and that's Carolina and Tampa Bay. I'm just like, I won't be watching that game.
Yeah, I'm watching just to see what's going to happen.
Because
if
it's
I got somebody
game
in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're like, the teams never play well.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes the games aren't even exciting to begin with. And then you watch the game, and the games ain't even that good. You're like, look, I'm not fully mad. I will watch the games on Thursday, but fuck, why don't you just wait till Sunday then?
Exactly. The World Series is on tomorrow. Watch that instead.
Yep, because we had almost a damn near shutout today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be checking out. You know, and we'll probably be previewing the NBA, which is right around the corner.
Yes, sir.
So if you check us out, it'll probably go up Tuesday. Well, this one will go up on Saturday. But on Tuesday, we will have our regular show. We'll be going over probably the World Series, what happened in college. And, of course, you know we're going to get into some NBA talk.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to do a little special preview segment. Go Spurs, go!
Let's go Bulls, baby.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by Black Is. Of course, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under the Black Is Group of Podcasts. You can also find us on www.blackisonline.com. Let us know what you think. Leave us ratings. Leave us comments. We love the 5 stars. We love the 5-star reviews. We love if you favorite us. Love if you give us that thumbs up on Stitcher. Hey, subscribe. We got a lot of good podcasts. We got The Break with Casey Lehman.
What's going on, sister?
We got a Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malk.
Just trying to give y'all some good product.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all want to hit us up, please do. TheBrothersLehman@gmail.com. Twitter @BrothersLehman. And this is all brothers, plural. And Lehman, Lehman. You can hit us up on the voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate y'all listening to us. Continue to listen and, you know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your husbands, your wives, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your pets, your dogs, cats, fish, turtles, it don't even matter. Tell everybody you know to listen in and tune in to the Brothers Lehman. And we appreciate y'all. And this is been Chris and Jonathan from the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all. Holla.
No good bitches. Sorry if I left somebody leaving out with stitches. Seems y'all too grown for your britches. Enslave your mind like cotton pickers for running with some rotten niggas. I get raw to the core with hardcore metaphors, reservoir dog style. Truly yours. Yes, I beat the slug up in your chest. Then you wonder why you can't feel the full strip of cigarettes. My nationality is brutality. I got the gun up under your leather, nigga, so walk casually. You'd be surprised how much info you can get for a bottle of crack to find your punk ass and your kin folks. Plus, that crew you run with is butt. I was dusted one day when I made your man choke up. Rappers coming to New Jersey and be getting fucked up. Talking about where they from and shit with them sons ain't running shit. And God forbid if you do a show in the bricks. You swear you was flying how we bring so much turbulence. I keep your nervous level high, nigga. You better kiss your son and daughter. Tell them bye, nigga. When we creep.
They say it's wild on the bricks after sundown.
Creeping on you niggas. Creeping on you.
I give respect to all my woolly niggas with the Rolex, shining briquettes, flashing cash and dumping my West. Especially when my royalty check is late, I don't hesitate. I scoop up Keith and see who's flashing at the Palais. T.O. Hide your weed niggas, cause here I come. Looking bummy for low profile. So loud MCs overlook me. I slip the bartender some more just to tell me
how much cash and dime P you pour.
I should start robbing rappers in the industry. If we ain't clicking, then I'm engineering your injuries. 48 tracks of automatics and max. Lyrically spack data to your mentality blacks. And I don't give a fuck if you did 30 bids. Still, I bring you ecstasy like I've never.
rapper John Lil. Blow, 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 licking shots for your fucking mind. I got you niggas ducking out like a one time. On 5-0 po-po, I drive hoes nutty like I be doing security at my live shows. Your A&R is a punk, he got you gassed when I brutally smash any contender in my weight class. And hey, yo, twins, yo, this nigga got jewels.
Hold that nigga while I rob this fool.
When we creep.